Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And thank you, Picker. I like hearing that song first thing here on Sunday morning, and good morning to all you listeners out there. My name is R.T. Lowe, and you're listening to For Your Information here on Cox Radio. Now, we normally have a guest on, and we'll be bringing her on in just a minute, but I want to remind you about something coming up July 27th. It's a blood drive sponsored by our first responders here in Cleveland, the Cleveland Police Department and the Cleveland Fire Department. It's called Cuffs and Hoses. And if you would like to donate blood, contact Cynthia Gibson at 281-592-2623, extension 132. Once again, blood drive sponsored by our first responders here in Cleveland. Write this down, Cynthia Gibson at 281-592-2623, extension 132. And now my guest.
This week, we have a guest that is with the Covenants Community Service Center and Indigent Healthcare Facility, and her name is Pastor Christine Shippey. How are you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you this morning.
It's good to have you on. I might just call you Miss Shippey from time to time, if that's all right.
That'll be fine.
In the area you're in, this is in association with something called Covenant with Christ International, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, can you explain just quickly a little bit about that, and then we'll talk about the service center and the healthcare?
Sure. Covenant with Christ International Ministries, we do a lot of missions work. We do local missions, which is in the Cleveland area and surrounding areas, and then we also do overseas missions work, most of the time in the Philippines and in Africa. We also have a Bible college, which is a two-year degree program to raise up people to minister the gospel. And then we also do prison ministry, prison crusades, and we do outreach like street ministries and things of that nature.
And with the Covenant Community Center, how do things work there?
Well, we found that when we started working in the Cleveland area in particular about 3.5 years ago, we opened up Covenant Resale Store, and a lot of people in the community realize where it is because it's the old Western Auto facility. So we opened up a resale store there so we could raise funds to do the work of the ministry that we're involved in here locally. And we had a heart to help people in need. So what happens is people in the community donate all of the items that go and that are sold in the resale store. And then from those items, we're able to take the funds that are raised from that and use it locally to help others. And then also some of the items that are given, like couches, all types of furniture items, benevolence housewares, like, you know, someone that's their house burns down and they have nothing. Well, we set aside things every day, and we have a whole section of nothing but housewares and things that people might need. We minister to the homeless in the area. We minister to people who maybe are coming out of prison or in situations where they've lost everything. So we're not only able to raise funds to help people in the area, but we're able to take those donations and sow them back into the community to meet some needs.
Oh, okay. So you serve a lot of different functions in the community. Now, for those that are not that familiar with the Cleveland area, where is your office located? That's Washington Street,
well,
right? I know that's Houston Street,
well,
right?
It's actually the address of the resale store is 101 South William Barnett Avenue. And to continue what I was saying, I kind of got off track talking about it. There's so much that we've got going on. The items in the resale store, we found that as we helped people, there wasn't really a good room to sit down with the clients and to help really talk to them and counsel them. And so we knew we needed a better location. So we got the Community Service Center, which is our building, is behind the Cleveland Pharmacy, which is 117 South William Barnett Avenue. And so we got that facility there so that we could help people in a better way. They come in and they fill out paperwork. We know exactly what their needs are. We're able to bring them back to a counseling room and counsel with them. We can meet those needs of clothing, housewares, hygiene items, infant supplies, all types of things that we do in a more professional setting.
Okay, so you have two locations then?
Yes, we have our resale store where we just, you know, sell items, and we have a donation center there. And then behind, probably like across the parking lot, we have our community service center building where we actually, you know, do the caseworking for people.
Well, that's good. Keep them separated like that. And it's easier on the people, I'm sure, if you've got a more private room for them to be able to talk about.
Oh, yes.
Now, you were talking about the service center. What all do you do there at the health care facility? What I understand that you have help available, a psychiatrist from time to time and things like this.
Well, we have it, the Indigent Healthcare Clinic is right next door to our community service center, and it's a charitable healthcare clinic, and we provide free medical care for individuals without health insurance. So we have a wide scope of services available. We have minor and urgent care for children and adults. We can do physical exams. We can do health screenings such as cholesterol and diabetes. We'll do in-house laboratory testing, and we'll have various health care education forums and training. Another thing we do that's really handy is a lot of young ladies, especially in the Liberty County area and surrounding areas, if they are pregnant and they cannot afford a pregnancy test, which is around $25, so that they can get health care and get on Medicaid in a lot of cases, so they can get instant care for them and their baby, they can go without health care for them pregnant for 4 to 6 months. That's the average.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we're going to do is we give free pregnancy tests. And when we come in and give them a free pregnancy test, if they test positive, then we're able to get them connected with the health care services they need, such as Medicaid. And then they're able to pick a primary care physician here in the local area and immediately get in and get care for their baby. So that's a vital service that we do.
That's a major service.
Yes, sir.
The first part of that first trimester, or even a little bit longer, the medical care for the mother has a lot to say about the health of the baby.
That's exactly right. So that's one of the first things that we were determined to do when we set up, and we've already been doing several of those tests. What they'll do is patients are allowed an initial visit. It doesn't matter if they're homeless and have no address. It doesn't matter if they're undocumented. They will be able to come in for an initial visit. And then our neighboring community service center, after that initial visit, will try to connect them with any health care programs that they will qualify for, such as Medicaid, Medicare, and what have you. Then we'll come over here. They'll connect them with their health care. Then they'll be able to choose their primary care physician in the local and surrounding areas. So we will plug them into health care. So basically, we want to meet the needs of our local community and surrounding areas for improved health care, but we also want to be able to improve the quality, because when it's a one-stop. They stop here, but then we plug them into the system so that they're able to continue their care. It's amazing to us, the people that can't get online, that don't understand how to do all of those things, and they're going without health care when we could plug them into different programs and they could continue their care with a local provider. So we're partnering with, and like a go-between, with the local doctors in this area, because we don't have an emergency room. We don't have a hospital, I say that, because we do have an urgent care facility that I'm learning about that's down the street from us that we'll be meeting with this week. But, however, we don't have a full-out hospital in our area, so people are having to drive to Kingwood, to the Woodlands, and it's an overwhelming need we have. So, you know, and if they don't have health care coverage, then that's, you know, one more thing. So they'll be able to come in with us, and once they get plugged into the insurance and we plug them into a primary care provider, that's fine. But some people won't qualify. So if they can't get health care insurance, then what we'll do is we'll continue to see them until their need changes.
All right. That's a major service for those ladies and their child to be. Real quick, folks, we're speaking with Christine Shippey. She's a pastor, and she's also in charge of the Covenant of Christ International Ministerial Outreach, which is the Covenant Community Service Center and Indigent Healthcare Facility. My goodness, next time I don't think I'm going to say all of that.
Okay. I know it's a mouthful.
It's a few things, but then you do a lot of services. if you don't mind, real quick, would you provide the contact information? Folks, we're going to be telling you more of the services they offer and things like that as we go along, but I'm going to try to get her to give her contact information a couple of times, at least maybe three or four, so you have a chance to write it down. So here's your first chance, if you don't mind giving them the contact information.
Yes, the Community Service Center is located at 117 South William Barnett Avenue, Suite A, Cleveland, Texas. Also, the phone at that location is 281-592-5001. The Indigent Healthcare Clinic is right next door, and it's also 117 South William Barnett Avenue, Suite A, and that's Cleveland, Texas. And the phone to the Indigent Healthcare Clinic is 281-592-5000. At this time, our Indigent Healthcare Clinic is open by appointment only, but we call back real quickly and schedule our appointments. The Community Service Center at this time is open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right, folks, you've got a good idea there of where and how to contact. At this time, y'all don't have a website up, right?
Yes, we do. We have our website is covenantwithchrist.org.
Covenantwithchrist.org. We've gotten to the point now where we try to give that information automatically, but you just said something that's very true. There's a lot of people out there that do not have internet service.
Yes.
And in our areas, if you have internet service, there's very possible all you've got is dial-up.
That's true.
Which is not that fast. And so a lot of people don't spend that much time online, and they don't get comfortable with all the things that are available, as you were saying, especially with the government. The government has decided, oh, this is wonderful, you know, because their people don't have to do as much. And nothing wrong with that, you know, it's a good way to serve the people. But not everybody understands how to navigate that, and you help with that, right?
Yes, we do. We help with that. We want to help any way we can. And we also help people with free faxes. We make copies for people. Those are services, too. You know, sometimes people need something faxed, and they don't know where to go. They need something emailed, and they don't have an email, and that's the only way they'll take it, just like you're saying. So we'll do that for them. And it's a real blessing to be able to help people. Now you have to have username and password for everything, don't we?
Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm one of those people. The one thing I've held on to from my past is my calendar is still the big wad of papers that I bought at the store with all the dates on it and stuff. I don't use electronic calendar. And Jay Rice, I don't know. Do you know Jay?
Yes, I do.
And Jay Rice, he's with Public Management, and he's going to be a guest later on in this month.
Right.
And he fussed at me. He said, RT, you've got to get into the millennial age. You've got a whole group of people that outnumber us now that communicate only through this, and you need to get more in. So that's part of the things you have to work on too, isn't it? You
yes,
have
it
to
is.
Transfer this information from one way to the other to help them.
Yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
We're going to also do some programs like on October 1, we're going to have a Medicare forum here at our Community Service Center to help people to connect with some of the Medicare insurance. Sometimes they'll get signed up for Medicare insurance and insurance programs for the elderly that the providers are nowhere local. And we've had that in the Cleveland area for several years now. So we want to put an end to that, and we want to be able to bring people in that have insurance that their local providers will truly be available without being transported out of the city. So we've had that going on, and we want to help with that as well. So we'll be doing that in October and helping people to sign up for Medicare that don't understand. It's a lot to that.
Yes.
We want to do all kinds of health forums. We also have parenting classes in our Community Service Center on Wednesday mornings at 10, and we work with Liberty County CPS for helping people that are court-mandated those classes. We also have GED classes on Monday mornings at 10 for anyone who needs to get their GED. Those are taught right here in the Community Service Center.
That's great.
We're just reaching out. We want to show the love of God and try to meet the needs of the community and just reach out to people, you know, and let them know that we care. Our staff here, I tell them, you know, from the resale store to the clinic to the community service center, you know, we just love people. That's what our job is to do. And so no matter what they come in for, if they come in for a fax or if they come in to try to get help on the Internet, they're not going to feel, you know, self-conscious about it. They're going to feel comfortable about it and hopefully feel better when they leave here.
And, you know, that's something, especially for an older person, they've lived their whole life. To start with, they might not be very comfortable asking for help to begin with.
That's right.
And then when they see this stack of paperwork, or even if they go online and they look at all the things they have to fill out, it's daunting.
It is.
And it makes them feel uncomfortable. And if they have somebody that can kind of help them through it, it's going to make a lot of difference.
Yes. And, you know, we do a lot of networking, so the two services work well together, because between the healthcare clinic and then plugging them in, bringing them over here to the community service center, they can see what other things that we do that they might qualify for. For instance, we do job placement with some of the local employers. We can plug them into different rehabilitation programs. Mm. Let's say a family member needs home health or some type of program and they're not sure where to go. They can come here and we can give them, you know, different, you know, refer out, you know, to everybody. There's so many different programs. There's programs in the area for people to be that have a certain kind of Medicare to be taken out to a daycare center or however you want to call it. It's a game. They play games. They eat meals. They get out for the day, transportation included. There's all types of programs that, you know, so many times we don't know about. And so I'm excited not just for people to know about us, but to know about all these different programs, because that's our hardest, to try to connect as many dots as we can so that people get the care that they need, whether it's free or whether it costs a little bit of something. You know, there's times where we don't know where to turn. And
True.
When a loved one is sick or hurting, you know, so many times we're already traumatized and we're trying to meet the need. So that's what we do over here at the Community Service Center. We see people coming in on a daily basis that maybe their light bill hasn't. Maybe they can't pay their light bill and they've been without a job. Well, we have programs that we partner with other entities where they can get their electric bill paid for one time. We partner with another entity where they can get weatherization service. So it's a one-time help that really helps a lot of people.
Really?
So we have a one-time utility help. We do transportation for some people that can't get to medical appointments. We do prescription assistance at times. So we just try to do what we can when we can. And that's how we operate over here at Covenant with Christ.
And folks, we're speaking with Pastor Christine Shippey, and she's also in charge of the Covenant's Community Service Center and Indigent Healthcare Facility. We're talking about some of the services they offer and some of the things they do. As you said, you have the resale shop. You know, everybody gets down and out sooner or later, or
that's right.
Most people do.
Yes.
And they have to ask for help. Sometimes it gets worse because of a number of different possibilities. But they don't have clean clothes. They don't have, sometimes they don't have one pair of pants and a shirt
That's right.
to their name.
That's right.
You help these people too, even if they don't have the money to buy.
That's
right?
Exactly right. And that's when they send them, they'll automatically send them over here to the Community Service Center. And they will let them know. There's so many times. We one of the things we wanted to do that we didn't have the facilities for earlier was to be able to allow homeless and transient people to come in and take a shower, shave, clean up, and just feel like a person, and then maybe give them a hot meal. Well, we do that, and we work with the homeless in the community. Because the way we look at it at Covenant with Christ, we're not enabling people. They're going to be homeless. Mm-hmm. We try to get them off the street. We try to plug them into different programs. However, a lot of times they're not open to that because they've lived that life for a while. So, you know, there's no barriers to what we do. Matthew chapter 25 says that when you gave me water to drink, you gave it unto me. And so as a Christian believer, that's one of the things we believe here, and that's on our wall, Matthew 25, outside on our sign, because we want to be equal and fair, equal to every person, every human being. And you know, you would be surprised the people that makes their day. There's people that are stuck at the Walmarts. They might have run out of gas going to another state. Somebody will tell them to come here. We might give them a gas voucher. We do that from time to time. And then also they might need a shower. They might need some hygiene items. We have churches and local people that will donate to us hygiene items. So we have cabinets with infant supplies. We have cabinets with all types of razors and shaving cream, because people are donating it and we're able to give it to people that are truly in need. It's surprising because a lot of people, they might have food stamp assistance, but yet they can't get dish soap to wash their dishes. So guess what? We need to have dish soap so we can give them a little bit of dish soap. You know, we can't solve all the problems. There's no way any of us can do that. But I'll tell you what we can do is we can show care and concern as brothers and sisters, and we can reach out, we can do what we can, and love people.
And many times, the physical things are very important. Like you said, getting to a shower, I had an individual that I tried to help one time, and it was some time ago. But one of the things he had said was that, you know, just having a place to get cleaned up,
yeah,
you know, it makes all the difference. He says, you know, I spend a lot of time washing up in a ditch after a rain.
Isn't that sad?
And it is. That's something that so many of us take for granted. You know, you go to the bathroom, you turn on the water, and, you know, everything's there. But it's not like that for everybody.
It isn't. We've seen a whole lot. A lot of people live without propane or without running water, without electricity, things like that, you know. And they know when they come here, everything is confidential. We go back there, we sign those agreements. All of my staff is HIPAA trained, whether they're at the clinic or whether they're at the community service center. We want to do everything we do with the utmost professionalism and accountability. And so we just love on people, and we help them when we can. And you know what? If we cannot help them, if there's something we cannot do, we follow up with them. We call them on the phone. After we see people, we do. I call it my pastoral follow-up, because we just call them, pray with them. And if there's nothing we can do, we'll refer them out to people. We'll do case management with them. A lot of people, they need housing. We work with Tri-County. We work with probation in Liberty County. We work with a lot of other organizations that if they have someone who's homeless and things like that, they'll call us and we'll try to place them. So we have a small homeless shelter here in Cleveland that we work with, and so we place people there. And I also have a residential home for men. I've got two parolees in that home right now for people that have drug and alcohol addictions. So we do have some residential programs here in Cleveland. There's a few. If anyone listening has other programs in the surrounding area, I would love to hear about it, or any type of, you know, benevolence ministries, things like that, to connect so we can further out and reach out and help others.
Yeah, you could do a lot more when everybody cooperates a little bit.
Absolutely, and that's what our goal is. It's not about us at all. It's about the love of God, and it's about showing others that. It's not about us. It's about just getting the job done.
Remind everybody, we're speaking with Christine Shippey. She's with the Covenants Community Service Center and Indigent Healthcare Facility. Counseling to people, I would imagine that takes up a lot of time because, as you said, in many cases, there's help there. They just don't know how to get to it.
Absolutely.
That's something I imagine you work on, spend quite a few hours on.
Yes, we do. We stay pretty busy when we get here in the mornings, and we have some informational forms that we've come up with that pretty well gives us all information that they do know, so that when we bring them in the counseling room, we can already see what benefits they're getting now, what maybe their income is, what if they have any, and just really it's a form that goes down pretty quickly with them so that we can get right to the point and assess their need in a quick manner.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, once again, we'll give it once more before the show's over in about 5 minutes, but would you give your contact information again and location?
Absolutely. Our Community Service Center for Covenant with Christ is 117 South William Barnett Avenue, Suite A, Cleveland, Texas. And our phone there at the service center is 281-592-5001. At our Indigent Healthcare Clinic, it's right next door, and it's the same address, 117 South William Barnett Avenue, but it is Suite B, Cleveland, Texas. And the phone at the service at the Indigent Healthcare Clinic is 281-592-5000. At this time, we're open by appointment only at our healthcare clinic, and we are open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 3, at our Community Service Center. Our website is covenantwithchrist.org.
I appreciate that. Hopefully,
Absolutely.
Everybody got to jot that down. You know, we've talked a lot about the things you do and the things you try to help people with. The other end of this is I'm sure you need help and volunteers as well, right?
Yes, we do. Every single physician, RN, MA, or PA that's over at the medical clinic is all volunteer. We are a Texas charitable health clinic, so it is all free. Free volunteer workers come in, even the doctors, and it's incredible the people that we have that are involved in that. I just applaud them for their service to this community. And also in the community service center, we are volunteer-based as well, from the GED classes to the parenting classes to answering the phones. Everything is all volunteers.
And if someone would maybe like to participate, maybe some of our listeners might be of some help, or maybe they might be a nurse that's retired or
yes,
something like
absolutely.
That. Would you want to tell how would they just use your contact information?
They can go to our website, which I'd like for, you know, if anyone's available to do that, check us out on the website and look at our clinic, and all the services are listed on there in more depth than what we talked about today. They can look at our Indigent Healthcare Clinic and our Community Service Center there, and they can also email us from the site, or they can call the office at the 281-592-5001. And another note, we work with Liberty County Probation, and so anyone that needs community service, we are a community service location. So we have a lot of community service workers that work here at the center, or they work at the store. There's a lot of volunteers that work there sorting things, cleaning things, hanging up clothing, and all different types of things, and it's a good environment. People usually leave in pretty good spirits over there.
Well, that's great, because community service, from time to time, people do get into difficulties that the judge says, you know, you're not going to go to jail, but you were really dumb. So maybe we'll maybe we'll get you to do this and work with the community, and it'll remind you. And, you know, I've known a few people that have been given community service, and they end up volunteering on and off the rest of their lives.
Oh, we've had that happen more than one time. You know, because they just really didn't have anything to do, or were looking for, you know, some changes in their life. And I've actually hired some of our communities. We've actually hired some of the people that were doing community service, and they did such a great job, and they were like family, so now they have a full-time job.
That's, you said something that they didn't have anything else to do. Something about idle hands and a workshop for somebody.
That's it. That's right. We all need to keep busy.
And that type of help would be, I'm sure, appreciated. You want to tell us a little bit about Covenant Christ Internet?
Well, we do so many outreaches. We wanted to reach out not only to our local and surrounding areas, but we wanted to reach out foreign missions as well. One of the areas that we didn't cover today that we do as well in Cleveland, Texas, is we have a food pantry.
Oh.
And it is located on 400 East Lincoln Street in Cleveland. And the food pantry is open on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays, the first Saturday and the third Saturday of the month. And we are partners with the Houston Food Bank, and we also have other ways that we raise foods through different food drives and things. And that is a big blessing for the community.
It really is.
It doesn't matter to us where they come from, because we have clients that come as far as Liberty, Livingston, just everywhere. And when they come, they can get up to a three-day supply of food twice a month.
Wow.
So we serviced over 100 over 100 people last month, and, you know, our list is growing. And so they come in and they get food, and they also get ministered over there. So if they happen to roll into the food bank and they don't know about us over here, then they'll plug them in. And then also when they come here at the community service center, if they're needing food, then we're able to get them to the pantry and let them know they're coming and do the proper paperwork and things for that.
Well, that's great. It sounds like the organization is really in good hands, and y'all are helping the community and branching out to help more of the community. I do appreciate you being my guest today.
Oh, well, thank you. We've enjoyed it.
Okay, well, I guess that wraps it up for Cox Radio. For your information here on Sunday morning, we appreciate you listening. And Picker, key up that flat top and take us on home.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.